Alita. Alita was overtaken by numerous snowmobiles March 25 as the drivers had stopped for a break while on a rally route through the surrounding area. I hope everyone had a good safe ride. The weather was surely on their side. The Alita Recreation Board is planning a year-end event, the Alita Rink Windup, on March 31 from 5 to 8 p.m. The kitchen will be open for a last chance for a rink burger for this season. Come enjoy an evening out with visiting, games of cornhole, cribbage or other card games. There will also be free skating. Hope to see you one last time at the rink. Don't forget the Alita Rec. Board's third annual online auction on April 14 to 15. They are accepting donations, which may be left at Alita Post Office. All support is greatly appreciated. Shirley Benson was excited to welcome her new great-grandson, Parker-Sidlowski, who arrived safe and sound on March 9. His parents are Quince and Shelby Sidlowski and his grandparents are Todd and Lori Ann Benson of Weyburn. Congratulations everyone. Leonard and Lil Patton attended the Estevan Apex U18 A Bruins hockey team's game where they watched their grandson Keegan play against the Regina Vicks. Estevan won this game 3-1 and the best of five series in four games. Faye Walker spent March 23-26 in Saskatoon, where she visited with her family, Deidre, Jeff Nickel and granddaughters. While there she also attended the funeral of her sister-in-law Barb Walker on March 25. The breakfast challenge ended on a high note. March 26 was the challenge of the season at the Alita Rink. Kitchen Group 3 was at the helm and served 70 breakfasts to break the record. A job well done and we'll see you back next year. We will miss seeing those from the surrounding towns who came to help support our rink. Tim, Shelley and Ainsley Cowan spent March 26 in Regina where Ainsley participated with her dance group in a competition. They also visited with Jeff and Raylene for a little while before returning home.